everybody, it's Laura. We're going to do a podcast today on Sarahbelle. We have Sarahbelle rep Tim, who's been with us all week, and he's just going to give a little synopsis of the Sarahbelle Rapid Response EEG.
Thank you very much, Laura. Definitely not Karen. I'm sorry I got your name wrong the one day, and thank you, Lori, for having me here.
Absolutely.
My name is Tim Walsh. I'm a clinical educator for Sarahbelle. My background is I was an RN for 7 years. I did med-surg, emergency in the small community place, emergency trauma, and I did 6 months in a COVID medical ICU as well. So what attracted me to work at this company, I was actually out from having surgery and couldn't work as a nurse physically and wanted something where I could transfer some of my skills and all the things I looked at. When I was looking at this company, I had a lot of patients that really just jumped out in my mind immediately when I saw what this was, and I had not really learned much about non-convulsive seizure, even in 7 years as a nurse, and realized, you know, there are so many things that I didn't know, but I thought immediately of some patients that it just clicked and was like, oh man, this really could have changed some people's lives.
Nice.
So luckily for me, they were hiring and I got the job. So what I do now is I partner with ICU and ED teams that have brought this technology in, and we help them implement and launch it so that they can detect non-convulsive seizures in their patients and get them EEG access within 5 minutes if they're concerned that they're having non-convulsive seizures or non-convulsive status. When they see it go off, it's like the coolest thing in the world because we have the only FDA-approved alert for non-convulsive status. And they can look in real time, just as a percentage when they give medication, and actually see that non-convulsive seizure break, which there's only a handful of things that are that satisfying in nursing. I mean, giving a cancer patient pain medicine, giving somebody that's severely hypoglycemic an amp of D50, shocking somebody out of V-fib and having them be awake, I wouldn't say it's quite that cool, but it's pretty cool. It's one of those things that I just think is super awesome. And when I've gotten to see nurses do that and see them actually really enjoy it, it makes me really like my job. So what we'll be doing here is we'll be here on site with you guys the first week when you're doing this. We have a binder full of resources that goes over both your actual guidelines for your hospital as well as the manufacturing stuff, and just try and put the resources everywhere for you guys, because the thing that bothered me the most about any new task as a nurse was figuring out where's the policy, what exactly I have to do, and I'm doing 2 million other things. So I do take pride in trying to bring all that and put it in one spot for everybody, so it's kind of a seamless thing to pick up as something new. I'm really excited. Your team has been great so far, and my number is on the binder, so anybody that is listening to this, if you have questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tim.